Hi, and welcome back to Smart Way Podcast with Jeremiah. Today we reach episode number 321. You heard it right, 321. If you're new to this podcast, hi, I'm Jeremiah. Here on this podcast, we tend to motivate you to become the best person you can be. And if you're one of the originals on the podcast, hey, I miss you guys. And today we have a very special episode with one of my best friends, Miss Sabrina Victoria. If you don't know who this is a phenomenal young lady. I'm not even going to tell you her story. I'm going to let her tell you her story. And I just want to say how much it is a pleasure to have you on, Miss Sabrina.
Thank you. 321 episodes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yay on you. You know that most podcasts quit between 7 and 21. Did you know that?
Yes, I almost quit after 12.
There you go. So good on you. That's awesome. Phenomenal.
Yes, ma'am. So let's go ahead and get started. My first question for you is that we kind of know some of the same people. We have mutual friends and a young lady named Catherine. Tell me, how did you meet Catherine?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know how I met Catherine. You know, I consider myself to be a networking guru. And I pull resources, I connect people. And when I connect people, the universe just flows more people to me. I'm very, very much in tune with give and give. So, or get and give, I guess. So when you give to me, I give back to you, and it just kind of flows like that. So Catherine is amazing. Catherine Polsinelli.
Yes.
Catherine Polsinelli. She is phenomenal. She's actually part of her mastermind. So she is deep within my community, and we do all the things together as far as networking goes.
Awesome. I met Miss Catherine when she told me about, hey, you know, I would love to be on the podcast. And we talked about the podcast, and she loved what I did, and I loved the work that she did. And I was like, okay, 100%. And then she connected me to you and told me how awesome you were. And I was like, oh, it's a done deal.
I love it. I love it.
Yes. All right. My next question I have for you would be, what is your favorite thing about being a parent?
Ooh. You know, being a parent has been such a roller coaster. I was a single mom. So when I had my son, it was not the most ideal situation. I was actually raised as a Jehovah's Witness. And everything was fine until I ended up pregnant with no husband. That's the key. So because I ended up pregnant within that religion with no husband, I was cast out. It's called what's called disfellowshipping, where they literally cast you out into the world, and you lose all communication with your entire family and your entire community, basically everything that you've ever known. And so the beginnings of my story in being a mom were very, very rocky. I went through all of the emotions of not wanting to be a mom, dealing with postpartum, just not having the money to be able to support a child is very guilt-ridden, especially, well, for any parent, I'm sure. But speaking from myself, my own story, it felt awful not having the means to be able to care for my son the way that I know he should have been cared for, because just the lack of funds. I mean, I had a rolling balance of about -$178 in my bank account at any given time. I was digging through the couch cushions for 42 cents to put gas in my car just so that it could still run on empty. I mean, it was a very horrific time for me. However, you know, there was a turning point in my motherhood story where I had to make a choice on whether or not I was going to be another statistic or whether or not I was going to rise. And I remember it definitively. I remember exactly where I was when I had this thought process. I remember exactly what was going on when I had this thought process. And I decided without a doubt in my mind that I was not going to be another statistic. and I was going to rise and I was going to raise my son with so much love and so much abundance in the way that I could provide it that would pull us out of that story that I was creating for myself, which is woe is me, victimhood, you know, scraping by paycheck to paycheck. I didn't want that for us. So it was a very bumpy ride, which I'm sure, you know, we'll get into as the podcast kind of goes along. But motherhood for me has been everything. My son is now 18 years old. We have an amazing relationship. We're super open and honest with each other. I know there's the whole cliche of you can't be best friends with your child, which I do agree with to a point, but we are really close. We are really, really good friends and we have an amazing relationship. And it's all because I decided to do it differently, despite the cards that were dealt to me.
And that's understandable because in a lot of, not just in religious purposes, but in just in a lot of family matters, whenever people tend to have a child out of wedlock or make a mistake, it's always tend to look down upon, but we don't actually say, okay, we as people have made a mistake before. Instead of being not positive, being negative in a sense, why don't we try to lift each other up? And speaking of that, my next question is, by the testimonies that you have and what you mean to different people, you are a spark and a light in many cases to others' people. How do you keep that light on so that way you help give people that light that, okay, even though I went through this with my child, okay, we got through this. Even though I may be a strong, independent person, I'm not going to forget where I come from. How do you keep that light on to inspire others?
It is something that I promised myself that I would do. And up to this point, I feel like as if I've done a really good job of it. I don't ever want my story to be for nothing. I do not sugarcoat my story as far as how tough it was. I get very down and nitty gritty with all of the things. And it wasn't easy. The stuff that I went through in my life was very hard. The thought of suicide passed through my mind probably hundreds of times during my story, of just wanting to give up, of just wanting to throw my hands up and just run away, of just wanting to just disappear because it was just so hard mentally and emotionally, not being able to handle it, just not being able to handle it. And when I think back now of all of the stuff that I endured, I never want the things that I went through during that time in my life to just disappear, to just evaporate. I want it to be used for a purpose. And the only way to use that for a purpose is to keep it alive and to keep talking about it and to reassure other women, other people, that they are capable of pushing through their journey, their story, their struggle, their challenge. Because if I did it, they can do it also. And I think that, I honestly think that our stories are our most valuable thing that we own. I don't think that there is anything more valuable than the moral of our stories. And if we keep it quiet, I think we're doing a disservice to so many people who are going through similar things that we were going through. And they're now flailing around lost. They don't know what to do or where to go or how to overcome it. And the way to kind of shorten their hurt or their struggle is by hearing that somebody else was able to do it.
I 100% agree with that. And speaking of struggles, what are some of the signs that we as people can look out for such as abuse? Like there is sometimes there is hitting and maybe there isn't hitting at all. Sometimes it's all just mental abuse. What are the signs that we can look out for so that way we can be a positive light, or we can say, hey, you know, if you need someone, because at the end of the day, we can't force anyone to do anything. They would have to come whenever they feel comfortable.
Yeah, 100%. You know, the reason I ended up in an abusive relationship is because of where I was mentally. So, you know, during that era of being a single mom and not having the means to be able to take care of my son, I wound up falling into extremely abusive relationship. And people ask me all the time, they're like, how do you know? How did you, or when did you find out that you were in an abusive relationship? Like, where did the signs, you know, how soon did the signs start to pop up? And I'm not even kidding you when I say that the signs popped up within the first couple of times meeting up. Like, I knew 100% that the relationship that I was getting into or stepping into was not a good relationship. However, I was just so desperate for attention. I was so desperate for affection, for somebody to appreciate me and love me and want me, because I had been abandoned by everyone I'd ever known. So I fell into that relationship, seeing the red flags and ignoring the red flags. And, you know, while in the relationship, it was the worst thing I could have ever done. It was the stupidest thing I could have ever done. Now, looking back on the relationship, it taught me everything I knew. And that's the funny thing about life, you know? But I was in that relationship for 13 years. I had no idea that I was being abused because I was not being hit. So exactly what you just said. When you're not being hit, you're thinking to yourself, eh, we're just having a bad day. You know, we're just, we just argue a lot. But what happened was, 8 years into this relationship, mental abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, financial abuse, he had convinced me to get rid of my job, work for him, get rid of my place, live with him, get rid of my phone, use his phone, get rid of my car, use his car. Within a very short amount of time, he basically controlled my entire life. I was basically became a prisoner. I had nothing for myself. He was paying me very, very little to work for him. So I had no way to save. And 8 years in, I found myself on the floor in the bathroom, bawling my eyes out in the dark, just having a total mental breakdown. And I pulled out my phone. I always say that Google saved my life. I pulled out my phone and I said, why is my boyfriend bullying me? Because I didn't know any other vernacular other than the word bully. And the entire world of toxic relationships, narcissistic abuse just hit me right in the face. And I realized that not only was my partner totally messed up in the head, but I was also totally messed up in the head. And I dove headfirst into personal development, money, finances, voice, power, confidence. And it was at that moment when I started leading a double life. And I started leading this one life where I was being abused mentally and emotionally, sexually, financially, and then this other life where I was becoming this powerful, vibrant, bright female. So to answer your question regarding, you know, abuse, anything that's not aligned, anything that makes you feel sad or bad, anything that is deteriorating your self-esteem, anything that is bringing you from a high to a low. You know, when you're in a relationship with somebody who is not healthy mentally, you will find that when you are in a good mood, they somehow make it so that they pull that good mood out from under you and bring you down. Things that are happening that are really good in your life, they minimize them. Things that are happening that are really bad in your life, they expand. And if you're seeing signs like that in your world, it's important to do some research. It's important to start looking those things up. It's important to read books. It's important to educate yourself on what these traits mean for you, for your partner, and for the longevity of your relationship.
I 100% agree. Sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's difficult, especially dealing with narcissism as well as passive aggressiveness. I 100% agree with you. How much stronger have you become since the beginning of this year? Well, because you're going to be my last podcast of the year since the end of 2022. I know. So how much stronger have you become since the beginning of the year to the end of the year?
So much has happened this year. I'm going to say every year I get exponentially stronger mentally, emotionally, financially, and physically. I think that it is so important to, you know, the name of my company is Human Better 365. It's not be the greatest, be the awesomest. It's human better, do better, be better every single day. And if you make a step to just be 1% better every single day, not than your neighbor, not than Jeremiah Smart, but better than you were yesterday, the object or the journey is that you will become 365% better year after year. And if we're constantly making those improvements, if we're constantly evolving, if we're constantly being self-aware of the triggers, the things that are causing strife in our life, we're breaking them open, we're dissecting them, we're looking into them, we're seeing what caused this issue, we're fixing, we're tweaking, and we're doing this every single day, the steps that you're taking in your life to really start to climb that mountain, they go from steps to miles on that mountain.
I agree. I have one more question for you. How important is kindness?
Ooh, how important is kindness?
See, I still
kindness is the most important. I don't think that there is anything more important than kindness. And kindness can come in all sorts of ways. It can come with something as simple as opening the door for somebody, and as big as, you know, being able to buy a house for your mother. You know, it can be all the strands of little to small. You know, my fiance and I were just having a conversation about this yesterday. Actually, we were on a walk and we were talking about the ripple effects that happens with just one kind action. And we were talking about smiling, because one of the things that I do when I am in a store is I'm constantly making eye contact with individuals, and individuals who make eye contact with me, I always smile really, really big. And then depending on the situation, I either say hi out loud or I mouth hi, or I just go hi, you know, silently, but I acknowledge them. And the amount of conversations that take place, the amount of warmth that is exchanged is unmeasurable. It's unmeasurable because that individual feels that warmth and carries that warmth with them for minutes, hours, days, months. You have no idea how long that ripple effect happens. But what they're doing is they then carry that warmth to another person who then carries that warmth to another person. So the kindness, I mean, it's everything. It's everything.
All right. I know I said one more question, but I do have one more, and that's it. So my last question is, so tell me about your brand. Tell me about if you're working on any new books, any new projects. Tell me about you.
I love it. Yeah. So as I said, the name of my company is Human Better 365. I consider it a human transformation company where we specialize in time management, organization, structure. I predominantly work with entrepreneurs. So individuals who are just starting out in their business or individuals who are, you know, a year or two in and kind of feeling that plateau, kind of feeling that stuckness. A lot of times to get over that hump or to really start that beginning is to have some sort of a foundation down for yourself so that you know where you're going and you can create a real nice business plan, I guess, for yourself as you're kind of moving forward in your business to make sure that the financial part is flowing your way so that you can continue to expand. I run two different divisions under that. I run a community called Sober Society, which is all about creating sobriety within the human race and really helping people spark joy back into their life, minus the alcohol. And then I run another section, which is where a lot of my passion lies at the moment, is Her Nation. All surrounding around female entrepreneurs or just females in general and creating a nice supportive atmosphere for them to be able to really open, flourish, find their voice, find their confidence, drop the codependency and open up themselves to a creative, brilliant, bright future for themselves.
You are doing amazing things as we already talked before the podcast. You're amazing. You're special. And I appreciate you even coming on a podcast and spending time with me today. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Of course. Well, that's it. That's all I have to the next episode of Smart Way Podcast. Miss Sabrina and Jeremiah, we're signing off. To the next episode. Peace.